I know after surgery, often radiation therapy is required as part of the long-term treatment. Dr. Stevens, what is the role of radiation oncology in the treatment of breast cancer? And I know that you recently expanded your department and introduced some new technology, if you could touch on both of those.
I would be happy to. Thank you. It turns out about 50% of our breast cancer patients end up at some point in their journey having radiation therapy. That could be after their lumpectomy or their breast-conserving surgery, or occasionally it's after the mastectomy. However, it's really a new era in radiation oncology. We are really, our goal now is to minimize treatment wherever possible, to eliminate it if it is not necessary, as we're getting more and more details about the genetics and the genomics and who has a higher risk versus a lower risk of recurrence, and getting more and more sophisticated with the technology we're using so we can give treatment where it's necessary with fewer and fewer side effects. So first of all, radiation therapy is high-energy X-ray treatments. We can now customize it, and we can shape the radiation field or the beam to the breast or to the area where the tumor had been. We're able to put in customized shielding to avoid the nearby normal tissues, and as you said, we have two brand new linear accelerators that can precisely focus on specific areas much faster and more precisely than we were previously able to do. One is called a true beam, and one is called an edge. If we need, we are able to use them for stereotactic treatments if it's appropriate for our breast patients, either as stereotactic body radiotherapy or stereotactic radiosurgery. So basically, breast radiation oncology has evolved incredibly over the past years, and we're getting more precise and more tailored to each patient's individual needs.
And Dr. Stevens, this brings up another point. You oversee the radiation treatment at White Plains Hospital Center for Cancer Care, and you're also on the review board that approves clinical trials. Tell us about the clinical trials and why people should know about them.
Clinical trials are an extremely exciting part of oncology and oncology care. They're exciting for the practitioners and our medical team because we are frequently advancing the care of our patients, but they're basically asking a scientific question. So they may be asking, is one treatment better than another treatment? Is there a new drug that we might have access to at White Plains Hospital that can advance the treatment and the cure rates for our breast cancer patients? Can we reduce treatments? Who can have hormone treatments, for example, only after surgery versus who might need chemotherapy and hormones? That is now a published trial that we participated in at White Plains Hospital and contributed to those results. So for our breast patients, it is advancing the care and keeping White Plains Hospital in the leading edge of the option of the whole armamentarium of treatment options, scientific questions out there for our patients to take advantage of.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stevens. That's great. And I know there's so much going on in the treatment of cancer. It sounds like White Plains Hospital is definitely at the forefront. And I know from experience that there's a different approach to engaging patients here after meeting so many doctors. It makes you a little unique, Dr. Stevens and Dr. Greenstein as well. I understand that you are a surveyor for a national accreditation program for breast centers. What does that mean, and who do you see, what do you see, and what should patients consider when choosing a cancer program?
So the group that Dr. Greenstein and I both participate in, and I believe we're one of the only programs in the country to have two surveyors from one institution, but there are 40 surveyors around the country to accredit 655 breast programs. And the program is called NAPBC, or the National Accreditation Program for Breast Centers. It is the accrediting body for breast centers across the country. And there are 29 standards that programs have to meet. Centers choose to be accredited. There is an outside inspector or surveyor who comes to review your program and to tell you what you are doing well and what you might do better. It sets the national benchmark for excellence in breast care. White Plains Hospital opted to become accredited first in 2011, and we have consistently met all the standards and been accredited fully since our first survey. That shows, one, that we're committed to that high level of care, but two, that we've met all the standards, and actually this year we're cited as meeting a higher bar called a best practice, an award only given selectively. In our case, we received it for 7 standards. I'm so proud to be part of White Plains Hospital and this exceptional institution.
Well, thank you so much.